It Fell from the Sky by the Fan Brothers. It fell from the sky on a Thursday. Ladybug was perched on a leaf when it landed.
I had a very good view. It bounced 3 times, then rolled to a stop, she said.
The inchworm insisted it only bounced 2 times. Everyone agreed it was the most amazing thing they had ever seen.
Remarkable, said the walking stick.
He was happy to find something even stranger than himself in the garden. A frog assumed it was a gumdrop. He didn't like how it tasted. The dung beetle tried to roll it, but it was too heavy. The stink bug doubted that it fell from the sky at all. He thought it might have grown from the ground like a flower. Finally, the wise grasshopper was consulted.
It is not of earthly origins, he concluded. Most likely a fallen star, a comet, or perhaps even a small planet.
The lunar moth knew it was not a comet or a star or a planet. It was a magical chrysalis that needed to be kept warm. She waited all through the night, but the chrysalis never hatched. In the morning, there was another surprise.
I think we can all agree that whatever it is, it most certainly belongs to me, said the crafty spider. After all, it fell right into my web.
Nobody remembered the web being there the day before, but, in fairness, nobody remembered it not being there either. Spider gathered everyone around so that they could hear his plan. He would build a grand exhibit to properly show off the wonder from the sky. Construction took many weeks, but when Wonderville finally opened, everyone agreed it had been worth the effort. Even when the spider explained tickets would cost 1 leaf apiece, it seemed like a fair enough price. Visitors came from far and wide. Wonderville was even more wondrous at night, thanks to the fireflies hired to light up the display. The lines were long, so the spider smartly raised the ticket price. Only a few insects grumbled. But as the lines grew longer, and the price grew higher, the grumbles grew louder. The spider just hurried customers through his exhibit. What was there to grumble about? He was giving them a rare glimpse of the wonder from the sky. Soon the spider was wealthy beyond imagination. But where had everyone gone? The spider assumed they must have left to spread the word about how wonderful Wonderville was. Brand new customers would arrive. But that was before the unexpected disaster. A 5-legged creature stole the wonder and took it back to the sky. The spider was all alone. There was no one to help him rebuild. In the weeks that followed, some of the insects returned to the garden. Flowers grew back, and the long grass covered the flattened anthills. No one paid Spider much mind. It was as if Wonderville never existed. The night, as it sometimes does, shared a secret. He gazed up at the sky, and the stars shone down. They didn't hide their light from anyone, not even a selfish spider. He knew what he needed to do. Luckily, there is no creature more patient than a spider. High up in the flowers he spun and spun, and sure enough, more wonders fell from the sky. Everyone agreed it was the most amazing thing they had ever seen, especially the spider. The end.